Thank you for calling. You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. Are you in need of roadside assistance today?
Yes, ma'am. But okay, so what happened was my truck stopped running. They said it was the battery. Mm-hmm. And my baby daddy had it last night when it stopped. And his mama had it told to auto ER, and I was trying to see if I can get it told to my address from the auto ER. I don't know, like, if y'all do batteries and how much would it be or nothing like that, but I have my key on me. They don't have my key. I have my key on me.
Okay, give me... have you called in today? Is this your first time calling in today?
It's my first time, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding me, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get, so you need a towing service? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess. I was trying to, because I don't know how y'all do it, deal with the battery or nothing like that.
We can do a jump start. But if you're needing a whole new battery, then we're not able to do that.
Yeah, because I don't think it'll be able to jump start anyway. I think it need a whole new battery.
Okay. So can I get the spelling of your first name?
MarkeSha.
Okay, and the spelling of your last name?
JohnSon.
Okay, I have first name MarkeSha, and your last name JohnSon.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
352-342-1783.
Okay, I have
352-342-1783. Yes, ma'am.
And are you calling from a safe location?
Well, I'm at home. I got my key with me. My car is at the auto ER.
Would you like to receive a text message of ETA and the provider's name?
Yeah.
Okay, message and data rate may apply. And can you state the address on that policy?
421 Southwest 67th Terrace, apartment C as in cat, Gainesville, Florida, 32607.
Okay. And the car you're calling about today?
Toyota RAV4, 2010.
Okay. And the color?
It's like brownish gray. They call it gray, but it looked brown to me. I don't know.
Okay, I see. I just said brown. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm having a little technical difficulties.
Oh, you're good. It's okay.
Thank you for holding so patiently. I'm still having technical difficulties. Hello? Hello? Hello, Carla, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for holding so patiently. Okay, so what's wrong with the car? Oh, you said it won't start, the battery's dead, okay.
Yes, ma'am. But I have my key on me.
Okay.
So I don't know how that gonna work. I don't know.
Does the car shift into neutral? Will the car shift into neutral?
I mean, the door's locked. So they won't be able to, like, get in to the car.
Okay.
Because the tow company... my mother-in-law had her tow company towed from Hot Springs to the auto ER, and last night he was able to put it in neutral because they had my key. So when my fiance came back home, he had my key on him because the guy said he didn't need the key because it was already in neutral and everything like that. So he said he didn't need the key.
So is the car in neutral right now?
I don't know. I wasn't in my truck last night. I cannot tell you if it's in neutral right now or not. I have a thought if I did. All I know is he took it to auto ER, and he locked the door by the locks that's inside, you know, because you can lock it from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So he locked the door from the inside. So I don't know if it's in neutral right now because I'm at home and the car is at the auto ER. And I don't have no way to it because I don't have no ride. That's the only vehicle I have. I don't have no other vehicle.
Okay, give me one moment. Is your vehicle in an impound or a repair shop?
I guess it's at like a repair shop, I guess. It's at the auto ER. Is it possible that I can call you back? I'm going to try to see, can I get a ride up there to my vehicle? And if I can just call y'all back to let y'all know to if I need to be told to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. So I just call back. I'm going to see, can I get a ride that away first?
Okay, that's
before
fine.
I have, yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.